Masigo, may you please check where studying? We are resuming with our interviews, and all members are here. I don't see the chair. Honorable Gillion?
I'm here, Chairperson.
Okay, thank you very much. Chair, this session will be chaired by yourself. And now hand over to you, Chair. All honorable members are here. So we can then start. The candidate is here already.
Okay, thank you, Chairperson. Good afternoon, ma'am. My name is Marentia Gillion. I'm the chairperson of the Select Committee on Health and Social Services. I'm the co-chair of the subcommittee who's dealing with the NYDA process. The chairperson is Member Naba, and she is the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee in the National Assembly, the Portfolio Committee dealing with women, youth, and people with disabilities. Now, I will hand over to the chairperson. Before that, Member Maleka, are you here? There's another member. Okay. There's another member who's joining us on virtual, Member Maleka. I will hand over to the chairperson to continue with the introduction of all the members and the technical staff. Thank you, Chair.
In that order, honorable members, honorable Maleka.
Thank you, honorable Chair. Emal Khotwane. Wa bolelang ke boitumelo wa Maluleke ke moleloko wa komiti e ke a leboga modula setulo.
Thank you, honorable chair, and good afternoon, ma'am. Utheliswa Mgwepa ilungu lale komiti.
Good afternoon, Chairperson, and honorables. We were welcome, and my name is Bongile Khaula, member of this committee.
Thank you, Chairperson. Masibulise kuwe singumbulelo bhaha lelungu le committee. Enkosi.
Good afternoon. My name is Sikile Masiko. I am a member of the committee. Good afternoon. My name is Sikile Masiko. I am a member of the committee.
Thank you very much to both chairs. My name is Louis Olomchite, and I'm also a member of the committee. A warm welcome.
And then the two ladies who are sitting at the back is Ms. Nomvula Chiba, the manager for committees in Parliament, and Ms. Nobatana, our committee secretary. The one who was dealing with the logistics is Ms. Zuki France and she's the coordinator in the select committee of NCOP. You have 45 minutes with us. Oh, okay, sharp. I forgot.
Technical hiccup. My name is Ntabeleng Alec. I serve in the subcommittee. Thank you. You're welcome.
Okay. Don't touch those mics. Eh? Okay. You have 45 minutes with us, and then sometimes we'll exceed because of follow-up questions by members. So if you didn't hear the question, you are free to ask the member to repeat the question. But make yourself comfortable. If you feel that you are not free or not comfortable, just drink that water and make yourself comfortable, because how quickly you'll end up doing mistakes. But if you are comfortable, it's normal to be frightened, because it's an interview, obviously, and everybody is watching you. So make yourself comfortable. Yeah. Over to you, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. Ms. Lekgotshwane, can you describe yourself? Give us an overview of who you are and also why you are interested in becoming a board member of NYDA. Why do you think you will be a suitable candidate? Did you hear my question, members? Did you hear the question that I posed to the candidate? It seems like there's no sound.
I did hear you.
Okay. Okay, then you can continue, ma'am.
I was born and bred in Mamelodi, which is a township in the east of Pretoria. My early education started at Ntabotloko Primary School, which is now known as Dr. F. F. Rubero Primary. Is it fine? Is it on? Okay. Okay. My name is Zorishilo Lekgotshwane. I was born and bred in Mamelodi, a township in the east of Pretoria in Gauteng. My early education started at Ntabo Tloko Primary School, which is now known as Dr. F. Ekuberu Primary School. Then later, when I was in grade two, I moved to Iona Convent, where I also completed. I was at that school until matric. I completed matric in 2004. My youth activism days started at the age of 16, when I joined the African National Congress Youth League. But also during that time, I was involved in my community dealing with drug and alcohol abuse. The township I come from has a crisis of Unyaube. And part of our responsibilities as young people in Mamelodi at that time, we stood up against fighting Nyaube. My activism comes when I went for sports management at Tshwane University of Technology, where I was active in various committees in the university. Committees like in the residence committee, where I was elected to be head of sports and recreation. I was also elected to be the first interim sports council, which produced what we call today the Student Sports Council. That contributed to also my passion in sports. And also in terms of transformation, empowering young women, I was in the leadership of the Young Women's Network, which was a pilot, I believe, of the then National Youth Commission. When I was in the Young Women's Network, our responsibilities were to mobilize all women, all young women, regardless of race or the political affiliation that they were aligned to address issues that young women were faced with on campus and also outside in communities. I was also elected to serve as a deputy secretary of the SRC, of the local SRC, at Tshwane University of Technology, Pretoria campus. My main responsibilities at that time was to approve societies and engage with societies on campus. One that is very close to my heart is the formulation of the disability desk. I was able to work with differently abled students on campus to address their issues and also assist them in everything, all aspects of their campus, and also support them in all their campaigns. I was also elected to serve as the Student Affairs and Residence Operations Officer of the Central SRC. I served the student movement in all structures, from branch level until the National Executive Committee, where I served as a National Governance Officer. My work experience started when I started volunteering at the African National Congress as in the communications team. I then moved to work at Queendom Solutions, whose main client at that time was African National Congress Communications, where I was a media liaison officer, liaison with all regions and the leads. And I was also responsible for consolidating a portfolio as I was a head photographer. Recently I was appointed as an outreach officer in the office of the executive chairperson at the National Youth Development Agency. Me being in the outreach officer has exposed me, and also I was able to continue doing what I love in terms of community work. My experience at the NYDA was stakeholder engagement, also communication skills were enhanced because I was also assisting the NYDA as a photographer, which assists NYDA to enhance its portfolio in terms of digital communications. My passion for community development, the reason why I want to be in the NYDA board, sorry. One of the reasons why I want to be served in the NYDA board is to provide my expertise and my experiences as a young person on the ground, and things that I've experienced on the ground when I was working at the NYDA, and to also provide solutions. Because we cannot always say that, no, these are challenges. I think we must find solutions. For instance, I have to propose that the NYDA needs to develop a gender-appropriate strategy that will also enforce the NYDA to formulate a permanent structure of gender-based violence. That structure of gender-based violence should be able to of a young women that are faced with, and also dealing with gender-based violence, including involving all NGOs and societies in all sectors, and also to have a disability structure that will help to deal young people living with disabilities. Because up until today, young people living with disabilities are excluded in the economy. Also, young women are excluded in the economy. We need to come, the NYBA, our proposed strategies that will assist young women and people with disabilities for them to be stopped using, to not be used as quotas, but rather as humans, as recognized by the Constitution of South Africa, that we are all equal and we are all human beings. I'll pause for there for now.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for your introduction, Ms. Rafile.
Chairperson, what is your
Honorable Masiko, Honorable Maluleka, Honorable Bakha, Honorable Mpiti, Honorable Kaula, and Ntaten Chabling. Malika, you can start.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson, and thank you very much, for the introduction that you have given us. I am going to pick up on the work that you have told the committee that you have done for the National Youth Development Agency. And you have told us that you've worked for the NYPA in the portfolio stakeholder management. Can you tell us in your own assessment if the NYPA has been able to perform its mandate efficiently? And if you feel that it has done so, how it has been able to do so? And if it has not been able to perform its mandate, can you substantiate as to how, what are the goals that you have identified? For instance, there has been an outcry that the youth from the rural areas have not really been able to access the NYDA. It's only accessible to those that are living in the suburban areas and those that are, you know, around certain areas and are able to, you know, access it. So can you speak with regards to the work that you have done as a stakeholder manager for the National Youth Development Agency? Thank you.
Thank you very much. When I was at the NYDA, I also managed to work with a few NGOs in dealing with issues of outreach and dealing with issues of young people in communities. There was one program I worked with the Michelle May Foundation. We went to Elusikisiki, where we saw that there's a crisis of young people dropping out of school at an early age because the school is too far for them. And also, the Michelle May Foundation has been helping young people on the ground to actually apply, assist them to apply for businesses. But also the NYPA be able to go to all corners of the country, go back to community, to rural areas, even townships. For instance, as much as we can note the fact that we agree NYPA has improved in terms of the footprint, it has now over 50% offices open in district offices, but it has not been able to reach young people. For instance, Emsinga, a young person in Hadikhale, a young person there in Zanini, a young person in Venda, or a young person in Sithobeni, or a young person in Davidson, they'll all have to go to town. A young person from Singa will have to go to the Durban branch to get a services of NYDA, which is more than 2 hours away. What we need to do now as if I was on the board, I'll suggest that in terms of us increasing the footprint, firstly, we need to engage the municipalities to say that wherever you have service centers, the NYDA must be, in terms of youth development, must be given a space for NYDA youth service centers. Where in rural areas where there are no service centers, the NYDA, together with the municipalities and those NGOs that are on the ground, because NGOs, I believe that they play a crucial role. I think it's time that the NYDA must also be inclusive. Include NGOs that are there dealing with youth that have dropped out. We need to be inclusive of that. And also in rural areas, if there's no service center, we go to community centers, and we can also go to as much as engaging nezinkosi, nezinduna, so that we can access their offices for us to have services reach out to young people. And secondly, the NYDA should utilize its NYS services. NYS volunteers need to go to all corners. If NYS volunteers today can go to Msinga, train young people so that when they leave, they finish their training program, there's a footprint. The next generation that has been trained will carry on the baton and train the next generation so that we don't leave and say that, no, we provided services today, we're leaving. We provided sanitary towels, we're leaving. We need continuous development programs.
Malika?
Thank you, Chairperson. There are multiple views in society which suggest that the NYDA Act needs to be reviewed. The NYDA Act has been in existence for 10 years. So what would you, your input in the NYDA Act to cite that it can be more effective for young youth development?
Thank you very much for that question. The first suggestion I'd like to make for the amendment of the Act is the increase of the board members. The NYDA currently has 7 board members when we have 9 provinces. And it also says that it must be spread according to, it must be demographic spread. How are we going to implement that when it's only space for 7 when we have 9 provinces? Number one. And also, the Act should really emphasize on the issue of provinces having structures and also regions and districts. Because right now, those provinces and regions have not implemented their full mandate in terms of having youth development in the sectors. Thank you.
Maluleke.
Okay.
Thank you, Chairperson, and Member Khotan. As you said, you served. I don't know whether you served or you worked at the NYDA. There's this perception, whether it's correct or not, but the perception is there, that many young people feel that the NYDA is not saving them all in this country, but a few. Then if you are appointed as a board member, what is it that you are going to do to ensure that this negative perception it's done away with, so that young people can have trust in the NYDA. Thank you, Chair.
for the question. I think for us to eliminate, firstly, the whole perception, we need to communicate our communication strategy to tell young people that these are the products and services that they need. And also, the NYDA, like I said before, needs to be inclusive. If the NYDA was in a position of working together with NGOs, working together with, be open about it, because we are, the NYDA, we're supposed to be accountable and also be working in being transparent. So for us to eliminate that whole perception, I think we need to be more inclusive, even in terms of
relax.
It's a long day.
Relax. Drink water.
Sorry?
Drink water.
Please be good.
Yeah, drink water.
Thank you.
It'll cool down a little bit.
Like I was saying, regardless, gore re ye go bathong re ba tlhalosetse gore NYDA e bereka jang. And also, re be inclusive. Include civic organizations. Yes, it's there, but not enough has been done, I believe that. Also, NGOs, we need to be more inclusive. I think because of this whole political perception, that is entirely wrong. It should be based on what the work is there and are we delivering or not. And for us to eliminate that, I think also if we had communicated properly to young people, it will not be there. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Honorable Gweba?
No, thank you, Chair.
Before Rufile, feel free to express yourself in any language. What else? Changana Zulu is fine.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you to Ms. Lefwatan. I just perused your CV. And I then picked up in terms of your main responsibilities. One, you've been managing all social medias and also, you know, doing internal and external communication. That also, in my view, that in terms of the SONA 2020 of the president, you know, spoke about equipping learners and the youth with the required skills for the fourth industrial revolution. So, Ms. Lekwatan, should you get appointed, how can an institution like the NYDA support young people, especially those that are unemployed in rural areas and all the other areas of the country, the academics that are still unemployed as well, and also those that are in rural areas inspired to be entrepreneurs, to digitalize their operations in terms of making sure that they also get the required skills of the fourth industrial revolution.
I think the approach of the NYDFSC is to engage IT companies to partner with us, and also to engage government and the private sector as entirely to support young people, especially from a young age. But from in high school, so that they can equip the skills that they need.
the NYDA should run training programs of, for instance, digital communications. Because so far I was brought, there's robotics, there's the issue of technology is just going to be brought there. So I think if the NYDA can partner and focus in that area, because right now we're in an era of the new normal. When we speak about digital communications, now I can say that take a simple thing like Facebook. It has turned into something that we're communicating with right now. Facebook that used to be used as a social page, or even Instagram or Twitter, where I just post my pictures and move on. But now we're utilizing those things to disseminate information. But what about those young people in rural areas that don't have access to internet, that don't have access to even to electricity? We need to develop a program that is a low-tech and high-tech approach, saying that those that are in marginalized areas, how do we go there and train them? Take those stakeholders that I'm talking about, the IT companies, saying that we need to go and train those ones that are in marginalized areas so that they can equip skills, so that the day that we say that the country will have innovation centers. For instance, I know the NYDA has partnered recently with the City of Ekurhuleni. They opened an innovation hub. Those innovation hubs, need to be open across the country, everywhere, even in rural areas, not only in townships, not only in towns. We need innovation hubs in Hadikhali, Kwa Nzima. We need an innovation hub there in MCA or ESTEC. So if we can broaden that and also focus on that training at a very young age, and also say that post-matric, even in universities, they need to be that training. Thank you.
Ngosi Sihlalo. Iyavakala sisi indaba oyibekayo nokuthi mhlawumbe how should NYDA be able to improve on what it's been doing to an extent that it's important to make more emphasis on issues that, you know, confront young people out and about in the country. But the reality of the matter is that there are young people who are unemployed. There are young people who do not know where to move from where they are currently located or situated as we speak. There are young people who are looking up at the NYDA as the only hope of taking them or moving them from the situation that they are in at this point. Now, what I would want to know from you, if you were to be appointed, what steps would you take to ensure that young people move from where they are? They see that there is future and a lot of hope for them to be at in the country in general. What is it that you can start with to make sure that they do see that the NYDA is there for them and is there for the betterment of their country and of themselves as individuals?
Thank you very much for the question. I'd like to repeat this again. If the NYDA can try its best to go out to all communities, increasing its footprint, and also it needs to implement its mandate. In terms of implementing its programs of developing an integrated youth strategy and policy. Now, we need to move forward and say that let's go and engage the private sector and also engage all departments, because I've realized that departments are focusing now on short-term assistance for young people, your learnerships. What's going on for a young person after getting that learnership? So we need to go to young people on the ground and say that Rotolo Tusa, but also we need to assist young people to get the skills that they need. The NYDA runs training programs. The NYDA is running mentoring programs. But we need to encourage that these are the people that are there that can assist you. Also, we should not only focus on assisting young people to get jobs. We need to empower young people to say that they can start their own businesses. We need to equip them with that knowledge to say that they can start their own business and they can determine their future. For instance, if I want to speak about the issue of agri-youth expenditure, it will be difficult for us now to speak about agriculture. When the majority of the land, even the agriculture industry, 70% of it is owned by the minority. We don't even own the land. We need to own the land for us to get umnotho wethu, to get the economy, so that we know that as NYDA will be confident to say that we are placing this, these all our programs are going to be implemented. To be honest, it's very difficult because we don't have our economy, we don't have our resources, we don't have our minerals. Let's start also by radically so implementing to say that we want to nationalize mines, we want to nationalize land. Land and mines must be taken back to its owners, which is the majority in South Africa, who are the ones that are frustrated and are the ones that are marginalized. Thank you. I'll stop there.
Kola?
Thank you, Shem. Khonisha Refile. I-youth la eSouth Africa yonke kanye nabantu abakhubazekile basenkingeni enkulu yokureyishwa nokuthathelwa ama-rights awo. Ama-rights awo uma ngikhuluma ngokuthathelwa ama-rights awo mhlawumbe kwisithi umuntu wesifazane bekade enomhlaba kwashona umkhwenyana ngenxa yokuthi-ke manje akafuni ukungenwa sekufanele manje ahambe endaweni nale nto ukuthi ubuholo lobunye khona obuye buthi noma ngathi buholo bendawo ke emakhaya khona lana okuthiwa khona if wena umhlaba bungumkhwenyana wakho wena akasasekho awufuni umuntu sifuneka ufuna uhambe yini ongasiza ngakulo youth kulabo abantu besifazane nalabo abakhubazekile obaphela nabo bakhona abakhubazekile abaney'nkinga ey'njalo abathatheka kancane ngenxa yokuthi bakhubazekile. Bese ngithi lana sinama-yunivesithi amaningi namakholeji. Intsha yethu iyile kona yafunda. Sinonjiniya lana, sino-welder, even abantu besifazane. Uthole lezitifiketi akakwazi ukuqasheka kazo nanokuthi mhlambe la eSouth Africa ngizobengiqinicindiselela khona ikhona le nto ufunde kakhulu ibuye ibe nomthelela wokuthi kusanayo le nto ukuthi ngoba umnyama ngeke ukwazi ukuthi ungene kulesa sikhala. Mina ngesingami ngibheke ukuthi le nto yebala la eSouth Africa ayikakapheli wena kodwa uthole ukuthi uyakwazi ukuthi kulesa kuleya position ungakwazi ukungena kuyona sekubhekelele ibali just ukufanekisa nje njengasemkhunjini yolwandle wena abantu abamnyama bayifiwe bangena i-youth yethu esiyibona laphayana yini ongayenza ukuthi laba bantu abenze i-welding abahonjiniya sibabone nabo bekwazi ukuthi
ubakhulumele sibabone nabe bekwazi baye baba matilos lapho yana bakwazi ukuthi bayo welder imikhumbi phansi kanjalo sibabone futhi bengonjini mhlambe kushintshwa kade kwimhlambe kwemshini othize la mhlambe ungomoba kade kuthulaga khona umoba uthathe wena njengawe kuthiwa okay uzani zoshintsha onke le mshini ngoba isikhathi sesiphelele ngale kokubheka ukuthi umuntu uba uhloboniye bani ma ungena lana kwenzeka uya-appointwa lana yini ongenza ukuthi lezi ngane zethu ingagcini seyifundile seyihleli ney'tifiketi kodwa ingasaqasheki ngenxa yebala nale nto ukuthi sinenkinga ye-PEWP le ongakwazi ngisho nokuthi ungakwazi uyoboleka imali ebhenki ngisho ukuyothenga impahla ngoba even ama-payslip awekho and lonke loo nto futhi i-affecta abantu i-youth oba phela asithi umsebenzi awunawo ukuthi ufunde kanjani ugcina nawe useyiphosa la yini ongayenza ukuthi aphele la ama-EPWP bakazi abantu baqashwe ukuze kwande imisebenzi ngale kokubhekelela abantu abathize ofuna kube yibona abathatha bezinkampani bese i-youth ingena ngaphansi kwabo ngiyabonga
I need a bit of translation because I was a bit lost.
We are looking for role players. We are looking for pioneers.
Ngiqale ngokuthi la eSouth Africa sine youth efundile. Ifundile le youth ifunde ngangokuthi i-defect enazo ngenxa yebala kukhona lana ekugcina sekubhekwa ibala ingakwazi uqasheka ngoba kusho ukuthi la eSouth Africa thina as i-youth yethu sefana nayo ekakakhululeki so-ke wait ikhona le nto ukuthi kubhekwe ukuthi le mali efanele ngabe yayihola ngoba umuntu omnyama
all right we are looking for role players, we are looking for pioneers, people who are going to emerge as a beacon of hope for our young people. We have a challenge where some of our youth is deemed overqualified. This becomes a problem in the workplace and they also face challenges where they don't get the salaries they deserve because of their color.
And sifuna ukubona uzokwenza njani ukuthi nathi youth yethu laba benze engineering nama welding sibabona bephansi nabo olwandle kwimkhumbi nabo be welder imkhumbi beyikhanda
what are the tools or what are the strategies are you bringing forward to make sure that our engineers they become manufacturers, they build ships.
Sibabone beqashwa emkhumbini nabo ngale kokubhekwa ibala nokuthi if mayisebenza emkhunjini uzothola imali engakanani ngoba vese kade sinazo iy'ngane ezinalezi defense ezenza i-welding ezenza i-engineering but kodwa azikwazi ukuqasheka ngoba la e-South Africa kuseney'ndawo la okusabhekelela khona abantu abamnyama nabantu abamhlophe wena uzokwenze njani ukuthi lezi y'ngane zethu nazo siyibone y'qashwa nale nto ka-EPWP ukuthi yini ongayenza ukuthi phele ukuze iy'ngane zethu naziqashe permanent zikwazi ukuthi zihola amaholo azokwazi ukuthi bakwazi uma befuna ukuyothenga impahla esitole baye bakwazi ukuthola nama-benefits abo oyizulu ongasazi
how are you going to help young engineers and protect them or rather eliminate discrimination because when it comes to the engineering sector they suffer the most because of their color How are you going to change that?
Okay.
Hey, Bosi Encantor.
Young people.
Iship mkhumbi sibabone nabo abantu bakithi phakathi beyongena baba wo welder onje ne
I think it goes. I think it would go back to what I had raised. Not only the economy, that young people have been used as quotas, Mam Kawul. And as the NYDA, we need to engage all stakeholders. Actually, start being radical about it, fighting the issue of racial quota in workplaces. Fight the issue of racial quota, even in sporting codes, because we cannot be in a democratic country guided by the same constitution and we still have racial discrimination when it says that we are all equal. Even with the economy, I would like to give an example. There's a young graduate in TUT that was doing chemical engineering, but he's differently abled. He did an internship at the Department of Energy for 12 months. But in that process, he was only given an internship for doing administration, but yet he's a chemical engineering graduate. These are things that the NYDA needs to radically approach them and deal with them. Because that means that if a differently abled youth has a degree in civil engineering, it's different to receive who did the same course and we graduated. We're all human beings. That's why I don't call them persons living with disabilities. I call them differently abled youth because they're abled in their own way. And they must not be treated as a quota. Equally, young people, especially majority of young people, meaning black in particular, sorry, I had to say it, we cannot be used as a quota. Young people need to be at the center stage of the economy. We need to fight back to get our economy. We need to fight back to get what is ours. Like, we need to start by getting back the land. We need to nationalize mines. Because the reality of the matter is that we are controlled by the private sector. And I think that we are still massaging the private sector's feelings.
Kamkaula is saying, when if you are appointed as a board member, how are you going to ensure that the answers that you're giving us now are implemented? That's what she's asking. Mm. She heard the part that you're explaining. She heard you saying it, but now she wants to understand from you that if you are given an opportunity to be appointed as a board member, how are you going to assist ENYDA? So that those things that you're talking about are realized by young people. Because all of us, we know that the economy is not in our hands. It's in the hands of the few. But what is critical is that how do we ensure, when, when if you're appointed as a board member, how are you going to ensure that the NYDA assists in terms of youth participating in all those Nokunja?
Thank you, Carlos. I think also, me being, if I get to be in the board, we will try to say that as much as young people, Mamkhawula, are trained to be engineers, how about they also start their own companies? They need to be trained. NYDA needs to come up with those training aspects and say that we are going to train all young people so that also they can stand on their own.
Ngifuna ulento employment ukuthi ke nabo yabona lezi zinto ezinkulu njengemkhumbi sibabona iyouth yethu ngoba ifundile nayo iphakathi lapha emkhunjini ikwazi ukuthi ikhandi imkhumbi ibheke izinto uma ngabe khona uphuke khona iweldele ngoba bafundile banazo izitifiketi ngoba okokuthi sizothi bayazokwazi benze yabo into enzima le kube sihluleka into ezilula manje asibabone-ke nabo ke benabo bongena lapha kungabheke ukuthi lo muntu lomnyama uma ingena lapha yana uzihola imali enkulu uyayizwa loo nto kodwa ngizocela sidlule nje kuleli phuzu ngoba vese asizwane ngoba le nto ifana exactly njengo-Toyota u-Toyota ula e-South Africa abantu abenza iy'moto la e-South Africa ifika la zamaphathi ahlukene abantu kodwa la bakithi i-youth yethu iphuma ema-yunivesithi igcina ngokusebenza akekho esimbonayo lapha yana kuthiwa hhayi nakho ake ube wena manje ozophatha lo msebenzi nawe ke okwakhe ngitshela ngo-Toyota into elula iy'timela zikude kabi ukuthi ungathiwa zibo zona ngoba yabo
okay let's pass that one. Let's touch that one. You are talking about internship that young people who are graduates, when they are placed for internship, they are not placed according to their skills and according to their qualifications. How then, if you as a boy, you are appointed in the NYDA, going to ensure that young people who have qualified, whether to be artisans or to be engineers, when they are placed by public sector and private sector, are placed in positions that are equal to their qualifications and their skills?
Thanks, Jefferson, for the question. I think as the NYDA, we should be in that position to go and engage and ask to check what are the requirements. Because if a young person can come to us and say that he did chemical engineering, but they have been put as an executive officer in a certain department, the NYDA should go and engage that department. Because young people should be based on merit and based on those qualifications that they seek. Because for you, if you graduate from chemical engineering, you need an internship with that field for you to gain the experience. So it means that private sector and our government departments are derailing young people. So the NYDA needs to go and thoroughly engage those departments. And also, Carlo, the NYDA, I think the incoming board should check on the issue of experience, job experience at an entry level. Because as much as the NYDA fought for that victory, have we monitored the progress of it? Because even up until today, young people bafuna ama requirements for entry level. So the NYDA needs to develop that working relationship, go in, engage with all stakeholders and say that these are young people in all sectors.
Young people must be appointed according to merit, because you'll be derailing a young person if a young person did marketing, umenze admin, or a young person went to civil engineering, umenze admin. Means that all young people will never progress. So the NYDA needs to increase them. It must go and engage thoroughly. Not even thoroughly, must at some point be radical about it. Because I think young people are put in a corner at some point by even our own government entities. And NYDA being the custodian of all young issues of young people, we need to be able to engage them on that.
That was the last question. Yeah, no, you can ask.
Thank you, Chair. I'll try to be quick to not waste time. Just two things to say. The first one is to say I think it's very important to speak to the NGO sector, because the NYDA is a developmental organization. And so one can agree to say that the expectations of young people together with the capacity of the NYDA may see a mismatch, right? And so the NYDA needs to partner up with NGOs because they cannot be across the spectrum. So I think that's a very important point that you are making. But what I want to probe you on is on the point where you've spoken about the private sector. So the point on the private sector I think is an interesting one, because the private sector has a variety of players that find themselves in there. And so as a board member, your approach to the private sector is a very important one, because many times you are receiving donations from the private sector. You are also working and engaging with the private sector. You are also encouraging the private sector to get involved in the employment tax incentive to employ young people. You are also going to them about the YES program so that they can use their companies to equip our young people with the skills they need to be employable. And so I want to ask you about that relationship and how you would engage it, because it's an important one for you should you be appointed into the NYDA to navigate, because they are a key stakeholder for you should you be appointed to the board. So I want to understand that approach, and maybe if you can just expand when you discuss that, I would appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that question. Part of the responsibilities of the NYDA is to facilitate, coordinate, and also engage all sectors. So we must not be shy to speak to private or even public institutions. And if we feel that a private sector is withholding young people back, we must be afraid to engage them in those aspects. In terms of building relationships, I think it must be broad. Those relationships with both government and also private sector. Because the reality is that one cannot live without the other right now, currently, in the current situation, in the current economic situation that we're in. So, in terms of us continuing to engage, I think the NYDA needs to also develop programs that will help young people. And also, we know that those programs are linked with the government or with the private sector to actually assist young people. I hope I covered your question.
We have come to the end of your interview. Thank you very much, Refilwe. We have come to an end of your interview. Is there anything that you want to ask the honorable members, or maybe a comment?
Just as long as we are not asking us a question that needs you as a candidate to answer.
No. I want to ask Chair. Sithola nini umhlaba? Sithola nini umhlaba? And I'd like to say like thank you very much for the opportunity. But sithola nini umhlaba?
Nina nipat nifagili submission. Ni attended my public hearings. Because I carry my public hearings were open for everybody. So if you have participated in that process, that means you are ready now.
For the implementation, Chair.
Okay. Thank you.